These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions. With more than 100 years of combined experience, you can find out more at meritauctions.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. I'm talking with Eric Ralph of Comstock Investments. Eric, coming out of the overnight session, the market's looking pretty strong here, at least to start. How are things going here as we slide into Thursday?
Yeah, looking at least firm today. Corn's up a couple cents, beans up anywhere from 2 to 3.5 cents. No big moves, but it is nice to see green on the screen across the board, even wheat playing along here this morning. Some decent export sales to talk about. We did have some daily flash sales, not only to unknown destinations this time around, but to China as well. So China's on the books for 135,000 metric tons this morning on a daily flash sale, and unknown destinations for an additional 284,000 tons of corn. Would have been nice to see some soybean sales, but we'll take what we can get, especially if China is tagged to it. So that should give a little bit of optimism to the market. Additionally, we get weekly export sales this morning. Decent numbers in the corn and wheat, soybeans lacking a little bit, but this is the time of the year where that's typically the case. Beef looked really good, pork a little lackluster. So all in all, shouldn't be a big negative influence from the export sales, so maybe we can keep this positive momentum going. It looks like we actually had some areas get enough rainfall over the last 24 hours that they could be creating some problems in pockets across the upper Midwest. So this daily flash sale today was new crop. We're just starting to see the new crop corn bookings, which is kind of a contra-seasonal time of year for that, especially when you've got the Brazil harvest going on already. So kind of seeing that as a pleasant surprise. They must be a little bit concerned about their state reserves or available supply domestically in China, which bodes well, because we've heard that Brazil is going to actually be using more of their increase in the safrina crop.
More under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
September corn up 4 at 402.5. December new crop up 4 at 421.5. August beans up 3.25 at 1009. November new crop up 4 at 1026.75. Soybean meal up $2.20 at 274.20. Soy oil unchanged at 56.14. On the Merc, we're seeing live cattle right now trading down 57 cents at 226.45. Feeders off $1.20 at 330.32. And lean hogs are 25 cents lower at 108.22. Pork cutout 62 cents higher at 102.05. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 1713. That's the opening markets.